I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A Rutland foster couple that had sued the state after a botched bedbug extermination in 2013 feels they should be able to seek additional damages from insurance companies. But the Vermont Attorney General's office says because of a settlement the couple agreed to last summer, the family will have to pay for any legal costs the state may encounter because of one of those suits. VPR's Nina Keck has more on the tangle of litigation that the bedbug case has triggered.
Neil and Patricia Whitney say a foster child brought bedbugs into their home in 2012. An exterminator hired by the state used excessive amounts of a banned and potentially harmful pesticide. Neil Whitney says the contamination destroyed their home and most of their belongings, virtually ended their career as foster parents, and has taken a huge toll on the family.
It's been emotionally draining. Still is today. It's always on our minds.
Last summer, the Whitneys settled a lawsuit with the state for $450,000. But the couple's attorney, Carl Anderson, says considering what his clients have been through, the family also chose to seek additional insurance money. First, from the Whitneys' own homeowner's policy. Vermont Mutual had denied paying any damages, saying the pesticide contamination fell under a pollution exemption. The Whitneys sued, and a Superior Court judge ruled in their favor. But Vermont Mutual has appealed the decision to the state Supreme Court, where the case is pending. The Whitneys also sought funds from the Princeton Excess and Surplus Lines Insurance Company. Vermont's Department for Children and Families uses the company to insure foster parents in case foster children cause damage. Carl Anderson says that company also denied coverage, citing a pollution exemption. So the Whitneys sued them, too.
So in order to trigger that particular insurance, we needed to sue in name only the foster daughter who had brought in the bed bugs. Obviously, we weren't looking to get any money out of her personally, but in order to get the insurance policy to come in, we needed to name her, which was a difficult decision for the Whitneys to do. They really didn't want to do that.
But Vermont Assistant Attorney General Eve Jacobs Carnahan says that's where the Whitneys crossed a line. An attorney hired to defend the foster child turned around and sued the Vermont Agency of Human Services, several of its past and current employees, and the Rutland County Parent Child Center. Jacobs Carnahan says the Whitneys will now need to pay for the state's legal defense in that action.
When we settled the Whitneys' original claim with the state, we paid them a generous settlement, and in return for that settlement, they gave us what's called a release. So one of the standard things in the release was that if the Whitneys brought another suit against somebody else and those people came back to us for relief, the Whitneys would reimburse us.
Carnahan says considering the amount of the settlement, she was surprised the Whitneys were seeking more money. Neil Whitney says he resents the suggestion that the family is being greedy.
By no means are we greedy. I just want people held accountable for their actions and take responsibility for their actions.
Carl Anderson says he'll ask the courts to dismiss the third-party claim that's been filed on behalf of the foster child. Meanwhile, the state attorney general's office says they're waiting for the Whitneys to respond to the state's demand for legal fees. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.